Do you know what? One of my biggest pet peeves are social media channels that consist of nothing more than news stories and press releases. Social media is a channel for engagement, not broadcasting. Social updates like these look out of place in people's social media streams. Imagine for a moment a normal person's social media timeline. It consists of silly bits of trivia, family photos and links to interesting content. It's full of fun and banter and snippets of life. Imagine sitting amongst all of that, your boring ass social media updates that are essentially press releases. It just is going to look out of place. Surely we can do better than that. In my last post on social media, I talked about some of the different post types you could use. In particular, I touched on competitions, questions, announcements, humorous posts, news, personal, and resharing. But coming up with ideas for these different post types is more challenging. So over the next few minutes, I want to share with you some ways of finding inspiration for your social media channel. So without further ado, here's my top 10 sources of inspiration. Start a discussion. One of the biggest things you can do on social media is start a discussion. This works well on Facebook because, unlike Twitter, users can see posts from other users who are following the same page. What makes discussion so good is that they engage with your audience and start to build a relationship. Better still, it allows you to get to know your customer. It can even help shape the future direction of your products and services. Some discussions can revolve around your products and services, but it's also good to mix things up a bit. For example, if your customers are geeks, discussion topics could include, which is better, Star Wars or Star Trek? What's the most ridiculous technological fix you've ever had to do for a family member? Or what's the best gadget you've ever bought? Or what's the biggest challenge in your job? The idea is to engage with your audience and to get other people to engage with each other. It's about building relationships. My second suggestion is to interview people. Interviewing people within your organisation is a great way to find content for social media. You can either post snippets of these conversations or turn them into blog posts that you then share. Best of all is to record these interviews. Audio recording is easy, but I would encourage you to try video. Video doesn't need to be high quality. The idea is to put a human face on your company, not create a slick promotional video. It's amazing what you can do with a smartphone and a YouTube account. Video is worth the effort because it's personal, it's engaging, and it gets shared more. Next up is to organise a community activity. Innocent Smoothies use social media to organise their big knit campaign. This campaign raises money for Age UK, but also turns their customers from passive consumers into an active, engaged community. Organising these community activities help customers feel a part of something bigger. It also associates them more with your brand. Raising money for a charity is a great community activity, but it's not the only option. Mashable runs a photo challenge for its readers each week, and Smashing Magazine asks its readers to create a calendar wallpaper each month. These activities highlight people within the community and knit the community closer together. Now this one's a weird one, but bear with me. Take a walk. When I train people to use social media, I sometimes take them on a walk. We leave the confines of the workshop room and wander around the organisation. It's amazing how much inspiration for social media content comes from around us. The problem is that we become blind to our environment and even to our colleagues. But if you walk around the company looking for social media inspiration, you find it all around you. You tweet things that you overhear at the water cooler. You photograph silly desk ornaments that someone has on their desk. And you remember funny anecdotes from the Christmas party, etc. All of these little things help to give people a sense of life at the organisation. They humanise the company and help to build loyalty amongst your followers. Next up is capture daily life. is all about opening your eyes to the daily life going on around you, the everyday things you take for granted but help tell the story of your company or product. They may seem mundane to you, but they help customers appreciate everything that goes on in order to provide your product and service. Take, for example, a company I used to work with, Wiltshire Farm Foods. They make frozen ready meals, not the most exciting of products, yet the stories behind those products were inspiring. I met a guy called Micah who worked in the cold room. He spent his day working in minus 20 degrees. I cannot tell you how cold it was in there, yet he seemed oblivious. He was cheerful, enjoyed his job, and was great to chat with. Wiltshire Farm Foods was full of people like Micah, chefs, drivers, nutritionists, and many other people involved in preparing those frozen ready meals. These were people that made up the company. These were people that told a story. They may seem mundane to you, but they helped the customer appreciate what goes into the products and services they're using. Interesting stories like Micah are all around us, but to discover them we need to be nosy, and that's my next point. We rarely ask our colleagues what they're doing or hang out with people from other departments. Making a point of taking an interest in all aspects of your organisation will help you be inspired when using social media. It will be amazing what nuggets you will discover just by better understanding what your colleagues do all day. It also is a great way of breaking those departmental silos, which is just great for digital generally. So far, I've focused on searching for social media content within your organisation, but you can look further afield too, and that's my next point. After all, the aim is to engage with your followers, and that means anything that might be of interest to them is relevant. If you read an article written by somebody outside of your organisation, don't be afraid to share it. If you discover a cool resource or a great event, it doesn't matter that your company didn't arrange it. Now, admittedly, you might not want to share content created by a competitor, but there are enough industry publications and events that you can draw upon. Avoid being entirely inward focus. Also, talk to your customers, and that's my next point. One great source of external content is your customers. Your colleagues have great stories, but so do your customers. Use social media to highlight your customers from time to time. You don't even need to talk about how they use your products or services. Just talk about what they do and who they are. Highlighting customers shows that you value them and helps to reinforce a sense of community. It also appeals to our desire for conformity and association. If some cool person uses your products and services, then maybe I should too. Ask for suggestions as well. This may seem obvious, but it amazes me how few people do it. If you're looking for ideas for social media updates, ask. Start by asking your colleagues. Create a web form that anyone from within your organisation can post suggestions for updates. You can then pick and choose which ones to schedule and edit them as appropriate. Also ask your followers. They can be a great source of inspiration, and it shows that you value their opinion and contribution. Finally, I want to encourage you to be personal. Don't hide behind your corporate account. Let your followers know that you're a real person. Maybe even use your bio as an opportunity to say who you are and that you post on behalf of the company. Don't be afraid to share nuggets from your own life too. People really enjoy glimpses into the person behind a social media account. It helps that account fit in more with the other updates they see from friends and family. Ultimately, that should be our aim, to make followers feel like you're just another friend posting updates to social media. If you can achieve that, you'll find them much more amenable when you ask them to buy your product or support you in some other way.